Labor is continuing to defend its decision to go for a 43% emissions reduction target by 2030, amid government suggestions it would be replaced with a more ambitious goal if Labor forms a minority government. Tanya Plibersek is the Shadow Minister for Education and Women. I spoke to her earlier and I started by asking her if it was the opposition's preference to legislate a target.
Well, it's our preference to legislate. We've been very clear on that, and we hope in winning the election we will show that we have a clear mandate for stronger action to see more renewable energy, see more jobs, lower emissions, and the investment and economic activity that comes with this big change in our economy.
Just on negotiating potentially with the Greens, Adam Bandt, who is the Greens leader, has had something to say this afternoon about Labor and potentially negotiating, saying shouldn't be the enemy of perfect. You should be negotiating about where you get. Why is Labor so close-minded on potentially dealing with any group, including the Greens, if you were to have to form a minority government?
We're determined to form a majority government that would allow us to properly implement these policies. We have one energy and climate change policy. The Liberals have had 22 at last count and haven't landed one yet. We've taken our time, we've done the hard work, we've done the modelling, we've consulted with business and the workforce that would be gaining jobs from cheaper, cleaner, renewable energy. We've done all the hard work. We want to implement the policy that we've come up with after thorough consultation and modelling and research and lots of conversations. And don't forget, this is a policy backed by the Business Council of Australia, the Australian Industry Group, the ACTU, other unions, a range of big businesses that are huge employers. They are backing Labor's policy because it provides certainty. It'll see lower energy prices, more jobs and lower emissions. We've determined that we've got it right and that we'll implement the policy that we've done so much work on.
The Prime Minister's office says no decision has been made on whether Australia will join the US diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympics. Should Australia follow suit?
Well, we're very happy to work with the government in a bipartisan way on any decisions about Australia's diplomatic representation at the Beijing Olympics. We are determined that this won't affect what's happening for our athletes at Beijing. Our athletes have been working really hard, and we really want them to have the opportunity of showing the world just how great Australian athletes are. But when it comes to our diplomatic representation there, we've said we're very open to discussions with the government on what form that should take.
I just want to move to talk about George Christensen and his very controversial remarks. They almost leave me speechless, and we all know I'm not often speechless.
It's gobsmacking, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, he has been condemned.
It's gobsmacking.
Really strong language was used just a bit earlier on this show by Michael McCormack, the former Nationals leader. We've heard from David Littleproud, the acting Nationals leader. Is that all enough? What does Labor want done to rein him in?
George Christensen's just a repeat offender, isn't he, in this sort of behaviour. I think what he's doing is borderline treasonous. It is really extraordinary that an elected member of the Australian Parliament should be urging citizens of foreign countries to protest against Australia in this way. I think it's up to the Prime Minister to pull him into line, and it just is beyond me why Scott Morrison's not prepared to do that. You know, George Christensen and Craig Kelly and others like them use taxpayer-funded communications budgets to spread misinformation and disinformation, to stoke division in our community. And to date, our Prime Minister hasn't pulled them into line. And it's a real failure of his leadership.
So you say it's a failure of his leadership. If he stands up tomorrow at a press conference and condemns him, does it settle the issue, or should he be kicked out of the Nationals?
Well, look, I'll let the Nationals decide what to do with George Christensen. I think having a strong repudiation from the Prime Minister is important, but this is, the latest in a long string of just appalling behaviour by George Christensen. And up till now, Scott Morrison has been weak and missing in action when it comes to pulling him into line.
Just a final question on what we've seen on the streets of Sydney today. The New South Wales Education Minister says she's very disappointed by the decision of teachers to strike, particularly, you know, given the timing. Obviously, there's been a very long lockdown in your state. 400 schools are closed. How do you view the decision to protest despite the Commission's ruling?
Oh, look, I think most parents would back the idea that teachers need to be better paid and have better conditions, especially parents who are trying to do the supervised remote learning during our lockdowns here in New South Wales. They saw firsthand how important and complex the work is that teachers are doing today. And I think most parents would be very supportive of that being better recognised.
Tania Plibersek, we're out of time. Thanks for coming on.
It's a pleasure.
That's Tania Plibersek. She's the Shadow Minister for Education and Women. This is RN Drive, 0418 226 576 is our text line.